With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Insisting that it does not target hospitals, Israel says it was an Islamic Jihad missile that destroyed a hospital in Gaza. Hamas is blaming Israel for the explosion, but Israel says it has video and other evidence proving it is not to blame. The BBC's Jeremy Bowen says that hundreds of people were killed.
Very soon, video was posted from Gaza of bodies laid out near the ruins of the hospital. So many dead, and the size of the explosion together looked to be having a profound impact on what was already the most dangerous crisis in the Middle East in a generation.
The U.S. has announced it is sanctioning a group of 10 key Hamas members and the terrorist organization's financial network in response to the attack on Israel. This comes as President Biden meets with Israeli officials in Tel Aviv. All House business remains in limbo as lawmakers have yet to name a new speaker. Republican Jim Jordan failed yesterday to win the speaker's gavel, but they're about to try again.
Jordan fell 17 votes short of the majority he would have needed to prevail. The Ohio Republican had initially sought to force a second vote Tuesday evening, but he ultimately pushed the vote to Wednesday. Jordan had gained some momentum, picking up endorsements from prominent players who had initially said they would not support his bid. However, during Tuesday's midday vote, 20 Republicans came out against Jordan, casting their votes for other lawmakers. It took former Speaker Kevin McCarthy 15 rounds of voting to win the gavel. That House has been without a leader for over 2 weeks amid Republican feuding that has left the chamber paralyzed. Edwin Mora, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, Russia's Putin and China's Xi are pledging closer foreign policy coordination. The pledge comes as the two allies meet in Beijing. This is SRN News. California has another self-inflicted problem.
Some people expressed concern when Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom decriminalized, quote, loitering with intent to commit prostitution. Now a whole lot more people are complaining that, right on schedule, there's been a sharp uptick in apparent prostitutes roaming the streets of California cities and towns. Local police don't like it either, saying that Newsom's move effectively ties their hands and makes it harder to prevent sex trafficking. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new report from the FBI indicates that Jews were the faith group most likely to face hate crimes in the U.S. last year. There were more than 1,300 attacks on Jewish people in 2022, compared to just about 200 against Muslims, who came in second on the list. About half of the hate crimes committed against Jews fall under the category of property damage and included vandalism at synagogues, schools, as well as Jewish cemeteries. This is SRN News. The Rochester, New York-based National Toy Hall of Fame is 25 years old.
And the Hall of Fame announced that one extra toy will be inducted this year, chosen by fans from among five toys that have been finalists multiple times. On that list are the Fisher-Price Corn Popper, My Little Pony, PEZ, the Pogo Stick, and Transformers. Fans can cast one vote per day through October 24th on the National Toy Hall of Fame website. The winner, along with the other inductees, will be revealed November 9th. They will join past winners, including the jump rope and teddy bear, on permanent display. John Scott reports.
A new report says crash and fatality rates among drivers under 21 have fallen sharply in the U.S. during the past 20 years, but young drivers still the riskiest group behind the wheel. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 180 points, the NASDAQ off 119. More details at SRNnews.com.